Lord, I am grateful. I am calling to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for the dawning of another day. Thank you because you are the reason I am living. Lord, I lift you. Lord, I bless your holy name. Lord, I appreciate you. I lay it to heart to say thank you, Jesus. It is another privilege and another opportunity. I will never be ungrateful to you, God. Circumstances will not make me to be ungrateful to you, God. Lord, I celebrate you. Lord, I bless you. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises will continually be in my mouth. I will not be silent. I will always worship you. I will worship you for who you are. I will worship you because you are God. I will worship you because you rule in the affairs of my life. I will worship you because you reign as God forever and ever. I worship you because you are faithful. I worship you because you are my present help in the time of trouble. I worship you because you are the strength of my life. I worship you because you are good. I worship you for everything. Thank you, God, for everything. I say thank you, God, for everything. I choose to say thank you, God, for everything. I celebrate your holy name. I worship you. I adore you. I lift you all because you are good, because you are God, because you continually be God. I bless and appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Today is Saturday, the 12th day in the month of September 2026. God has been good. I want us to make this words of declaration that in the name of Jesus Christ, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I will not be moved in Jesus' name. The fire of the Lord goes before me, goes behind me, around me, and inside me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, I move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God is at work in me. I am strengthened. I am renewed. I carry fire. I carry power of God, and it is active in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, the strength of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord lifts me up. He makes me to stand. I ride on my high places. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord settles it. He settles everything that concerns me. The fire of the Lord goes before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I glide in the strength of the Lord. I glory in the presence of the Lord. I glory in the strength of the Lord. I enjoy the love of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I walk in the consciousness of the victory that God has done for me, and I experience victory on all sides. In the name of Jesus Christ, victory is my portion. Favor is my name. Testimony is my name. Help is my name. I enjoy the help that comes from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am not helpless. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the timely and the timeless help that comes from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with my spirit. It is well with my soul. It is well with my home. It is well with everything that concerns me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy the blessedness that is in the strength and in the name of Jesus Christ. I am blessed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am blessed. I am healed. I will not be sick. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus passes through my life and it gives me perfect healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy that which God has said concerning me. I become the practical manifestation of everything that God has said concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy favor. In the name of Jesus Christ, I will not tell the story of shame. In the name of Jesus Christ, but the stories that are said concerning me are the goodness of the Lord, are the mercies of the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is blessings before me. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is prosperity within my walls and peace within my palace in the name of Jesus Christ. The King of Kings rules. He rules as King forever. He sits over every flood. He silences every troubling waters in the name of Jesus Christ. The strength of the Lord is my portion in the name of Jesus Christ. I move from glory to glory. My name is changed and transformed in the name of Jesus Christ, because the power of God is at work with me. It is well with my spirit. It is well with my soul. It is well with my body in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that God has said concerning me come to pass. Everything he has said concerning my home come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Welcome, brethren, once again. We continue from where we stopped yesterday. And concerning yesterday's podcast, we talked about the help of God coming in different ways. And I'll be making a recap of it. We said that help of God comes through his presence. We talked about it yesterday. We talked about the help of God coming through his word. We talked about help of God coming through people. And today we're going to continue in that light. Today we are talking about the help of God coming through other ways. But I want us to look at our anchor scripture, Psalm 121 verse 1. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. The word of the Lord is new every day. There is no expiry date for the word of God. That is why we continually say the word of God, because the word of God carries life. The word of God carries power, and it is the power of God that makes the word to be active in our lives. So we continually say it because the word is in our mouth. So we proclaim it that I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. I want you to say your own. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. I enjoy the timely and the timeless help of God. It comes timely. The help of God never comes late. I will be patient to receive the help of God. Amen. Today we are talking about the help of God coming through angelic ministry. And we are looking at Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14. It says, are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? He said, are they not ministering spirits? God sent angels to us to minister unto us, to strengthen us, not just to strengthen us alone, so that we can inherit the salvation that God has provided for us in that help. I want us to pray this prayer, that in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive angelic ministration in the name of Jesus Christ for strength to help me in every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I enjoy angelic ministration. I receive angelic ministration to strengthen me, to help me, to uphold me and energize me in every areas of my life that I need your help in the name of Jesus Christ. The angelic ministry is sent to us to give us divine intervention, to give us protection, and to give us provision. I want us to make this prayer that in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the angelic divine intervention for every areas of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive strength to position myself for divine angelic ministration. I will not miss the angelic ministration that has been sent to me. In the name of Jesus Christ, the angelic ministration that has been sent to help me. In the name of Jesus Christ, when Daniel was praying, he received angelic ministration to open his eyes that the prince of Persia was hindering his prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I receive angelic ministration. I receive angelic intervention. I receive angelic defense from the throne of mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, any power standing as prince of Persia in the journey of my help, that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord arise for my sake and he scatters every form of prince of Persia in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not walk my life under closed heaven. The heavens are open unto me. The angels of the Lord becomes at work in me for divine intervention, for divine miracle, for divine positioning, for divine protection, for divine provision, for divine help, for divine favor, for pleasant surprises, for good news, for perfect health in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not miss the angelic ministration that has been sent to me. My home will not reject it. We will not refuse it. We will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. We'll also be talking about praising God. Whenever we praise God, we bring the presence of God down, because praises to God is a spiritual magnet. This magnet brings and invites the presence of God down to us to receive help. Anytime we look at God, we receive His help coming to us, and we receive it by bringing down His praises. The Lord will give us wisdom. He will teach us to praise Him aright in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praise of Israel." God's presence is drawn through praises for us to receive help from Him, for Him to arise for our sake. And 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21 to 22 says, "As they began to sing and praise, the Lord sent an ambush against their enemy." That in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive the spirit of praise. I receive the ability of praise. I receive the understanding of praise. I receive that the energy of praise in the name of Jesus Christ. The praise that will cause ambush in the court of my enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to know that whenever we praise God, fine as human, we can be praising Him for help, but we should be intentional in our prayer and make sure that we are not praising for help alone. We should praise Him because He deserves our praise. Anytime we praise God, we bring His help down to fight our battles for us. Yes, we need help, but we should be intentional to make sure that we are praising Him because of who He is, not because of the only things we want from Him. We should praise Him for who He is. He is a jealous God. He rules in every affairs, but He demands our praise. He wants us to praise Him, because whenever we praise Him, we enjoy the communion that is in the fellowship. Anytime we are praising God, we are communing with Him, and God loves communion with His people. So we should learn that attitude of praising God, so that we can commune with Him, so that we can receive strength for Him, so that we can receive direction and insight for the journey of our lives. The Lord will help and teach us in the name of Jesus Christ. He will help us to praise Him intentionally, to bring His praise down to us in the name of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 16 verse 25 to 26, it says, "About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and suddenly there was a great earthquake." Anytime we sincerely and intentionally praise God, He breaks our chains. He opens our door. The Lord will teach us intentionality in praises in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will help us to be sincere in our prayers, in our praises unto Him, in the name of Jesus Christ. He will release the garment of sincere praise upon us in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 50 verse 23 says, "The one who offers thanksgiving as a sacrifice glorifies me. To one who orders his ways rightly, I will show the salvation of God." I want us to make this prayer that in the name of Jesus Christ, help me to always offer my sacrifices of praise unto You in the name of Jesus Christ. Let my thanksgiving of praise glorify You, not to glorify self, not to elevate problem, but to glorify You from the depth of my heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Order my step rightly to praise You rightly. Help me to praise You rightly. Give me strength to praise You rightly in the name of Jesus Christ. Because this verse says, He will show salvation to those who praise Him rightly, not those who praise Him wrongly. I receive the understanding to praise God rightly in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the strength to praise God rightly in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the wisdom, I receive the ability and the knowledge to praise God rightly in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not praise God in the wrong way. I will not praise God with wrong intention in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will help me. I will enjoy His salvation on a timely basis, on a daily basis, beyond my expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. That is my portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanksgiving and praise orders our way to God. thanksgiving and praise orders our way so God can show us salvation and help. The most important thing about the help that we are asking from God is this. Help is already available in God, but praises position us to access that salvation He has provided for us. Praise don't inform God that we have a need or a problem, but praises invites God's presence into that place of help, into that desperate situation. I receive the spirit and the garment of praise in Jesus' name. I would like you to say your own. I want us to round us with this confession. Lord, as human, I feel drained. I feel helpless and tired. Father, arise for my sake and strengthen me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Arise and strengthen me. In the name of Jesus Christ. I know I have you as a father. I'm not going to say the story of shame. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, strengthen me with your power from my inner man. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want us to also say this one, that God, I trust you more than my problem. I trust you more than the difficulties and the challenges I'm facing. Lord, strengthen my faith. Help my unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Then I want us to say this also, that God, I am not waiting for answers. I'm not praising you because of answers. I am praising to bring you down into my case. I am praising you down to appreciate you, to praise your majesty, to lift you up because of who you are, to lift you above every distractions of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I also want every one of us to sing a song of praise. Be intentional with your praise. Just sing a song of praise to God to lift him up. I will sing my own, and you will sing my own, and my own goes does. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me. Nara, nara, narekele. Narekele mo. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. I sing like never before. Oh my soul. I worship his holy name. Lord, I worship your holy name in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer. Amen. Brethren, I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand, and it's only through his help that we can make it. I pray that in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord will teach us to walk our walk rightly, to always ask for daily strength, that we will not get tired, that we will not fumble, that we will not fail and will falter, that in every challenging times, the strength will be available to us. We will receive strength to tap from his strength in the name of Jesus Christ. We will receive ability to hold on to God and to keep moving in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord that helps us, that helped our fathers, ahead that we are ahead of us, will also help us. We will conquer. We will become victorious. It is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.